Kulana Bakmara, we are up to Dav Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah starts off, V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said another thing. The last thing we learned from Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was we had an argument regarding the Pasim Beirayas, these posts. Is there a maximum? And we said that there's no maximum because you just keep on adding posts. If the gaps are wider than 13 and a third Amar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you just keep on adding more posts. So make sure that there's no gaps wider than 13 and a third Amar. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says it can never be greater than two sof. Everybody can mute themselves, please. It can never be greater than two sof. That's what he said. Another thing he said was regarding a gina v'hakarfuf. We discussed right before about a karfuf, which is like a yard or something. Rashi says it's an area outside the city that used to use to store your firewood. And so a place where there are no dwellers. And we said regarding a karfuf, previously we had a Mishnah where the Chachamim said that the law of a maximum of 50 by 100 amah, in other words, the size of the Mishkan, is only regarding a karfa for a gina where people don't live, but a place is your residence. There's no maximum how far you can, how great an area you can enclose. Comes along here, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says that hagina, the hakarfif, when we say that a garden or a karfif, shehin shivim amah v'shirayim al shivim amah v'shirayim, that a karfif has, the maximum area is, what we told you, two saw, which is 70 amas by 70 amas, but two saw is 50 by 100, which is 5,000 square amas. So roughly, if it's a square, the square root of 5,000 would be roughly about 70 by 70, 70 and a bit by 70 and a bit, which is 4,900 and so on. Hamukef is ged the gevoya saw tvachim, it has to have a fence 10 tvachim high. Mital klimatecha, you're allowed to carry in this karfif, and it continues. Ubavad, but furthermore, when can you carry Shiyaheba, a karfif, which is too soft, can only be carried in if you have in there a shemeda, you have in there a guardhouse, oy beis dira, or a player residence place, even though it's not your primary residence, but you have something there. Oy shete smuchalir, so you're always there. In other words, he holds that a karfif that's too soft, you want to carry there, it has to also have some kind of a dwelling place or not. In other words, if it's less than two saw is one thing, but if it's two saw, it has to have a dwelling place. Not like we learned previously that a karfif, only if it's greater than two saw, then you need a dwelling place and so on and so forth. Rabbi Yehuda, says, I feel ein bo ela boir v'siyoch ha'maidim tavlecha. I agree that you need something there, but you don't need mamish a full, practically a full-blown residence. It's enough to have something that a person will use there, like a pit or a cave or something that a person will use, and that's good enough. And that's good enough. Rabbi Kiva says, I feel engbo achas mekolevo, a karfif, even if it has nothing, metautin betecha, you're allowed to carry inside there. He says that within a karfif, even if it's exactly 5,000 square amas, you're allowed to carry there, even though there's nothing residential. No, but if it's greater than that, if a karfif is greater than two saw, then you're not allowed to carry that. Maybe the rabbanon. But of course you can. You have mechitzas mit rabbanon. Okay, then we have another thing. Rabbi Lezer says that this measure, we say 50 by 100. The way our reading is, the Gemara is going to change around completely, but the way our reading is, Rabbi Lezer says that it has to be a square. And if the length is greater than the width, I feel like I'm achli, my one amma, you don't have the permission to carry it. Even though the Mishkan itself was a rectangle, it has to be a square in order to be able to carry in there. And Rabbi Yasi says, no, it could be a rectangle. I feel the Arka Pishnaim Beruch, even double like the Mishkan, was 100 by 50, metalkin betechi, allowed to carry. Omar Abulai came along and said, Shamaiti, I heard from Rabbi Lezer. I heard from Rabbi Lezer. I feel he, three things he said. First of all, he says there's no such thing as a karfif. I feel he can base koyd. It can be 30 so. He says it doesn't matter. As long as it's enclosed, you're allowed to carry there. That's law number one I heard him say. He argued with everything we mentioned before. Number two, I heard him say, Anshe chotze. The law is that if a number of people live in the chotze, you're not allowed to carry from your house into the courtyard. If your house is private, the courtyard is shared. You need to make an eduv. What happened? He didn't make an eduv into Shabbos, so we learn later there's a concept called bitl rishus, that one of the people there in the houses can say, you know what, I'm abandoning my ownership and my rights to the chotzer. So then everybody else can carry in the chotzer because he's no longer there. But he cannot carry from his house to the chatzit, because his house is private, the chatzit, as far as he's concerned, is public. The question is, can he carry in his house as well? If we assume, if he abandoned his rights to his to the chatzit, maybe he abandons his rights to the house as well. So everybody can carry from the chatzit to his house, because his house is no longer his, it's part of everybody else's. And but he cannot carry from his house into the chatzit, because he has no right to. He didn't make an eye for that. So that's what I heard Rabbi Elazar say. But the Chachamim argue Rabbi Elazar, they hold that if he didn't expressly say that I'm abandoning my rights in the house, he still keeps his rights to the house, so he's not allowed to carry to the chatzah. Nobody from the chatzah can carry into this house, because the house is still his private house. We don't make that assumption. So Chen Shemad, I heard, Anche chatzah, Sheshachach Echemen, they forgot, Vole Eder Beisa, he didn't join the Erev, Osum Elahachnis, and then he abandoned, or he's Mevatla Zershus, Osum Elahachnis, Elahoytzi Loi. You're not allowed to, he's not allowed to bring it from his house into the chatzit. Abu Lehem Mutter, they can take from the chatzit his house, because definitely he abandoned his house as well, so the house now forms part of everyone's common property. So therefore they can carry into his house. That's din number two. The Chen Shemati, and I heard, she Yitzin, I also heard that he said there's a certain species of herbs called Arkavlin, and he says that this Arkavlin, you can fulfill your mitzvah of Mora, it's a bitter herb, whatever it is. The Pesach. The Chazarti, so then he said, I heard these three things from him, and they're all lone opinions. And the Chazarti, I called Tamidov, I went and I searched all of his students. Ubikashti l'chavar, I asked, anybody else remember these dinim? But Matzasi couldn't find anyone else who heard this, what I heard. Anyway, the Gemara first goes off and says, my Tana, the Tani Void, when it says Void, it's a continuation. What is this argument? The previous Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was talking about the Pasi Berais, where he said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said that the berayis, the maximum berayis can be is two sa. And he argued, everybody else said there's no maximum as long as you have enough posts. And then he says another din regarding karfif. What's the link between the two? What's the va'oid? Gemara thinks right now that you don't say va'oid if it's two separate things altogether. Because you had previous Mishnah, he already said one chumra. And now va'oid is another chumra, k'tani achriti, shuhachi k'tani va'oid. That's why it says va'oid. We had Rabbi Yehuda in previous Mishnahs, and Rabbi Yehuda had a chumra. Rabbi Yehuda had a chumra before regarding one din, and then he had a chumra regarding the other din about. He had a chumra regarding. Where is it? Beizer. He had a chumra. Let's go back here. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have a pasi berois and a multitude of people cross right through, you have to push them all aside because they break the mechitza. So that was a chumra of Rabbi Yehuda. And then prior to that, we had another Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda said that the maximum. Rabbi Yehuda said that by a pasi berayis, Rabbi Yehuda said as well, until two soim. He says that the maximum you can have is two sa'ah, no more than two sa'ah. So l'chayda, so we have here two chumras, and yet, so one Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says the maximum that a pasi berayis can be is two sa'ah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, by the way, was not talking about two sa'ah when he was machmer. He was being machmer on something else altogether. But Rabbi Yehuda was machmer that two sa'ah can be the maximum of a thing, of a pasi berayis. And we had the Rabbanu argued. And then we had this other Mishnah where he says about the rabbim that they break the mechitza and doesn't say the word va'id. So how come over here by Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba it says va'id? The previous thing Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was talking about was actually not pasi berayis. He was talking about that the be'er has to be only by a be'er, not a boyer. He said it has to be a be'er, the rabbim. He said it has to be a spring, it has to be a well, and it has to belong to the public, not to the individual. So that's one thing. And then he talks about karfif, which is no link. So just because it's chumrus, so how come Rabbi Yehuda had chumrus before doesn't say va'id? So you might say, that's not a question. Maybe even it's two different chumras, you would say va'id. We know why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say va'id, because hasam afsikur rabbanon. Over there, the rabbanon's opinions in between, where they argue. Hachal afsikur rabbanon. Here, it's one Mishnah, you know, in succession. The previous Mishnah says, the last thing was Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says, that it has to be a be'er, a spring, the rabbim, that belongs to the public, before we enable you to use these posts to enclose it. And then he says, that's one chumra, and va'id, and another chumra, so he's still talking. That's why maybe it makes sense. As the Gemara, are you telling me a rule that if there's an interruption in between, It doesn't say the word va'oid, and that's why the previous Rabbi Yehuda didn't say va'oid. Let me show you, that demonstrate to you that even though there's an interruption between, we will use the word va'oid. For example, Rabbi Lezer is sukkah, Rabbi Lezer by sukkah, Rabbi did argue how many meals you have to have in the sukkah. The Rabbanah say you only have to use the first day Yom Tov. Rabbi Lezer says you have to have 14 meals. He says you have to have 14 meals, you have to have every day 2 meals. And the Chacham said there's no rule how many meals you have. You're hungry, you eat. You're not hungry, you don't have to eat. And then va'oid of Rabbi Lezer says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says also if you didn't eat the first night of Sukkot, you still have time until Shmini Atzeres to make up for that. So it says va'oid, even though in between you have the opinion of Rabbanu, where they say there's no limit. The absolute Rabbanu tell you va'oid. Well, that's no proof. Hasan bin Mil Sayyid Afsky, but then the Rabbanu are right away interrupting and say you don't have to eat 14 meals, and then he continues on that very subject. And the 14 meals you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda has an opinion, Rabban arguing that, and then Rabbi Yehuda comes along and talks about the Rabbim going through, which is a whole different argument. That's why I don't say va'oid. But over here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, there's no interruption. The previous Mishnah, the last thing he said was, it can only be by Be'er, the Rabbim. The whole law of Pasi Berois is only by a well with spring water that belongs to the public. And then he says, and continue, another chumrah I have is that a karfif has to have a dwelling place in order to carry with him two sah. Okay, says my brother. Rekiva says, "I feel ain by echem kol eilam metav." Rekiva says, "A karf if you're allowed to carry, even if it doesn't have any dwelling place whatsoever, as long as it's tusa, no longer greater than tusa." Says my brother, "Rekiva hain tanakama." We already had this before. The tanakama said when they said previously that there's a maximum to how much a pasi berois can be, that it can only be tusa. Came along the chachamim say no, that law of tusa only applies to a gina and a karfif. So they already mentioned that a karfif can only be tusa, and no, if it's greater than tusa, you cannot carry. So what's the kiva adding to the chachamim? Says the Gemara, you know what the difference is? A slight amount. Now Rashi has his calculations, which are quite lengthy, but basically what we know is in today's math, you know, we have a square root or the square. So 72/3 amma square is what Rabbi Akiva said. Shiraim is 2/3 of an amma. If you square that, you only get to like 4,993 in a fraction, which is slightly less than 5,000. And that 7 amas is the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva says only the square of 72/3 amma, which takes you up to 4,993. And Tanakhama says, it like the Mishkan, Tusa, which means 5,000 square amas. So you have a little extra space that according to Tanakhama, even though there are no dwellers, you're allowed to carry there. That's a double mood. Tanya Rabbi double mood, yes, I'll shiva mama shiraim. There's a little bit greater amount than 72/3. V'lo not chom b'shir, chom didn't give an exact amount. B'kama shir sasayim b'chotzer ha-mishkan. And how much is the shir by the chotzer mishkan? Sasayim. And the difference between 72/3 square and 5,000 square is a very slight difference. That is a difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, how do you know that we use the Mishkan even to dictate to us? You know, the areas in that you're allowed to carry. Amar Yehuda Makra, it says in Pasik, Oyle Chachotzer Meya Be'ama. The length of the Chotzer is 100 in Amas V'rochev, and how wide is the courtyard in the Mishkan? Chamishim Be'chamishim. 50 in 50. My Be'chamishim. What do you mean in 50? It's 50 wide and 100 long. So what do you mean 50 in 50? The Torah is telling us, and this is the long Rashi giving us the calculation, Tol Chamishim V'Sov Chamishim. So you have, you take a square, 50 by 50, and then you still have the length, another 50. Take that 50 and divide it into strips of 10 amas long and 1 amma wide, and add it to each side. So you add, you know, to each direction, north, south, east, west. Suddenly you'll have a box of 70 by 70. And then you will... you will have a little bit of an extra strip of 10 long and 1 amma wide, and you cut that down, it gives you 2/3 of an amma on each side. Pashto de krabba Mike Siv. What's Pashto Pshat Pasuk? Okay, so you're dashing there that the Torah is giving you b'chamishim to tell you this is how you work calculate, you know, what a karfif is. But what does the Torah literally mean in Pashto Pshat? Interesting, you have a drasha, but tell us what Pashto Pshat is as well. Because ein mikra yaitzin lepshut, every Pasuk has that. What do you mean chamishim b'chamishim? Amr Abaye says, "Ha'amid Mishkan al Sfat Chamishim." You can have a courtyard 100 amas long. Put the Mishkan on the 50 yard line. You know, on the 50 amma line. Put the Mishkan there, so you have 50 amas of yard in front of it. The Mishkan itself is 30 amos long, so you have 20 amos behind it. And the Mishkan itself is 10 amos wide, so you have 20 amos on each side. So you have 20, 20, 20 on three sides of it, and in front of it has 50. You have 50 in front and 20 amos on each side. That's a literal meaning. Rabbi Elazar says, now we can actually swap around the Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to say Rabbi Elazar holds it has to be a square. If the length is, if it's a rectangle, it's no good. And Rabbi Yehoshua says a rectangle is good. But Tanya, we look in the Braise clearly differently. Rabbi Elazar says, Im hoisa orka yeser al pishnaim berochva. He says if it's a rectangle, but it's not exact rectangle. If the length side, the long side, is more than double the width, then it's a problem. Which means, but if it's exactly double, no, it's all right. Like the Mishkan, it's 100 versus 50. And yet our Mishnah seems to be saying it has to be square. Amar Abibi Barabaya, you're right. In our Mishnah, Kitna Nami Masdisin. Let's swap around the words in our Mishnah. Instead of saying that it has to be square, instead of saying if it's double, it's no good, say yeser apishnai, add the word yeser. If it's more than double berachva tanan, then it's no good. So what's the chilgin Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar says that if it's double the size, it's all right, but no greater. And Rabbi Yasi is the same thing. The chilik is what's better. Is it better to have a square, but if you did a rectangle, is good enough? Or is it better to have a rectangle in the first place? And that is the machlekes. Rabbi Yasi says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yasi. It could be a rectangle. And then another thing we learned, that the halacha is also like Rabbi Akiva, that a karfif doesn't have to have any dwellers. It doesn't have to be mukav the dira. So Rabbi Yasi holds doesn't have to be a square, it could be a rectangle, and Rabbi Akiva holds doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to surround any dwellers. But Tavaya Lakula, in both Machlekes, and we take the lenient side. What do you have to tell us both for? Says the Gemara, if we only knew that the halacha Rabbi Yasi, if we knew the halacha Rabbi Yasi, that it could be a rectangle, I would think, fine, so a karf could be a rectangle, but you still need dwellers there. Maybe like the first two opinions, you need like mamish have a house there, even though it's a second house, or you need to have a cave or something that a person would use it for his own use, not just a park or, you know, a garden. Having adika shemeda, there's a guardhouse there at Beis Dida or your second home. Kamashal Rabbi Akiva, look Rabbi Akiva, that a karfif doesn't require any dwellers there at all. Nuvi yeshmin alok Rabbi Akiva, you never thought the arich the cotton loy. Rabbi Akiva, all Rabbi Akiva talked about was whether you need dwellers or not. He says a karfif doesn't need any dwellers whatsoever, even a garden. If it's too soil, you're allowed to carry there. But I would have thought that maybe it should be a square. Kamashal Rabbi Akiva, that's why you need both. Now the Gemara comes and teaches you a fascinating halacha, which is so relevant to all urban around cities. And I'm not sure if you know where it's called Zroyim B'Toy Chagina. So this is the concept where you have an ediv encircling a city, or circling a part of a city, and you have all the correct mechitzas, turas apsochim in all directions, and orosh sarabim there. Everything is fine and good, but it can be ruined because you have a Caulfield Park, let's say, that has a lake right in the middle. Or you have a botanical garden somewhere right in the middle. Well, now what are we talking about? We have a concept called Zroim B'Toy Chagina. If you have seeds in a garden, and if you have, we're going to talk about, if you have an area that is the size of a karfif, two saw, 50 by 100. If you have an area that's 50 amas by 100 amas, and that area cannot be used because it's a garden, no one steps in it, or it's a lake and you cannot step in the lake, what it does is, that area is like a karfif, which means you're not allowed to carry there, right? If it's greater than two saw, that becomes like a karmelis. And because it's open to the rest of the area, even though you have a big eidav all around the whole area, it destroys the whole eidav, and you cannot carry anywhere in that eidav. And the only way you can make an eidav, for example, in a place like Melbourne is in Caulfield, is you have to isolate the lake. If the lake is 50 by 100 amma. I'm just giving you an example, I don't know. If the lake is 50 by 100 amma, you have to isolate it. Or if you have anywhere in this area encircled a park that nobody's allowed to walk on, let's say they have a botanical garden that's the size of 50 by 100, then you have to excise it. You have to make tzuras or psochim around that particular area so that it's not part of the rest of the area. But if it's not, if it's open to the rest of the area, it invalidates the area. Okay, so this is very important when people make eidavim, that they look for that as well. The average person wouldn't be aware of this. So let's learn this concept. karfif, if you have a karfif, shehu yoyisim beis hasayim, if you have a karfif that's larger than tusa, shehuk of ledira, but it's a proper, you know, we learned before that if it's huk of ledira, you can have an area as great as you want. If there's a house in there, then you can have it 10 miles and encircled with mechitzas, you're allowed to carry there. What about nizr ruboy? If most of it or a big part of it was planted with seeds, which therefore it will cancel the dira that you have there, because nobody lives on top of, you cannot walk on top of these flowers that are growing, and therefore that invalidates the rest of the area as well. And right now we're learning that the rave, right now we're learning that it's not just an area of 200, 50 by 100, but if the rave of that area has this garden in it, it cancels everything else. If the majority is planted at a kikin, like a garden, but also you know to carry anywhere, even around the house, you know, outside the house. Not a rubai, but if you planted trees, with the trees doesn't block anybody. On the contrary, people sit there for the shade, so therefore it doesn't cancel anything. So it's like a courtyard, umutu imutu. Okay, that's what the Gemara says initially. Says the Gemara, nizer rubai, you said now if the majority of it was planted, when we say nizer rubai, it's only talking about if it's a larger area than Tusa. Since it's a larger area than Tusa, so it becomes a karmelis, right? Because this area is called Loihuk of the Dira, that section which is growing the flowers, is Loihuk of the Dira, it's called a karmelis. And if it's not planted, right, so it's like now it's open, so you have a karmelis right in the middle of your Rishus HaYachid. And therefore it all renders everything else invalid. Avo Beis HaSayim, but if it's exactly Tusa, and what did we say before by if it's exactly Tusa? That even though there's no house there, you're allowed to carry there, but nevertheless, it's a separate shus. So you're allowed to carry in this whole area. Why are you allowed to carry, even though it's a separate shus? Because we have a machlekes, and we'll have it again later, to Rav Shimon, and we have three opinions there. If you have a courtyard open to a roof, open to a karfif, they're all open to each other, but each one is a separate domain. This is not separate owner, but a separate domain. This is a karfif, this is a gag. Rav Shimon says once, to take something from your house and put it in the yard, and from the yard to the other place, you're allowed to. But if something's already sitting in your chatzah, you're allowed to move it about from one rishus to another. So think over here. It's exactly Tusa, so therefore you're allowed to carry there, but it's known as a karfif. And therefore, as Lahukul did, even though you're allowed to carry there, according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to carry everywhere. When is it a problem if it's greater than Tusa, then it's a karmelis. You cannot carry there. If you cannot carry there and it's open to the rest of the area, and it's right now we're learning it's the majority, it ruins everything else. Kemam, this follows you, Rav Shimon. Now, if you're not echad gagas, the echad chatzedas, the echad kafifas, you have a roof open to a yard, open to a carpet. Rishus achas hein lekelim, sheshofsi betechen. Any kale that was sitting there beginning of Shabbos in one of these three places can carry or move it about from one place to another. They're all similar to each other. They don't asset, even if they belong to two different owners, they don't asset each other. The loyal lekelim, but you cannot access these other rishusim with those vessels, sheshofsi betechabais, that were sitting inside the house. So the Gemara. And the Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Nami also, Kivan and Nizrei Ruvel, since the majority of this whole area is planted, we're talking about right now, we're learning that it's a roif. The majority of the area has its garden there. Haviyahumiyuta, the rest is only considered a mit, is Batalei Legabe Ruvel. It becomes bottled to the roif. Bahavale Karfiv Yosef is a sign of Asir. And it's as if the whole area has been planted. And it's now a karfif that is greater than Tusayim, and even though it's huk of ledira, but still, since you have one section that you cannot live in, it's as if the entire place now is encircled an area that is not surrounding a house. We treat the whole area as if there's a big garden here, and by a garden doesn't help huk of ledira because you cannot trample on the garden. And since that's a majority, you cannot carry. Okay, so if it's greater than Tusayim, it ruins everything, if it's the majority. So the chayda, it should be aser. Why are you telling me that it should be that it's mutter according to Rav Shimon? So the Gemara says now, Eliyahu ben Hachi. This is how we learn it. Hamiyuta shadi. He learns over here that if Rav Shimon said this, he was saying was that if it's a miut, that if let's say the smaller part of this karfif is planted, it is permitted. Right, if it's, you know, the majority, it is a house and a yard, and everything is a house, then it's a yard, and then you have a small part that is planted, it is permitted. When do we say that the rest of the area is permitted? When do we say that if this garden is the minority of this entire estate, that you're allowed to carry in the rest? Only if this particular area is less than two saw. If it's less than two saw, and it was less than 50 by 100, then we look, is this the majority of that enclosed area you cannot carry? If it's a minority, no problem. At least in the rest of the area. You're not going to walk on the garden, but the rest of the area. But avo beis hasayin, but if it's two saw or greater, asa. If it's two saw, it is actually forbidden to carry everywhere. It doesn't matter whether it's the majority of this area or whether it's the minority of this area. Since this particular two saw is a karfish lahuku vidira, and if it would have been on its own, for example, exactly two saw, you'd be allowed to carry. They could remember it's a two saw, you're allowed to carry. It's only greater than two saw. But since it is open to the rest of the yard, and the yard is open to it, you're not allowed to carry from a karfif. This is definitely a karfif. You're not allowed to carry from a karfif to a chotzer, and therefore it asks that it validates entire eidav around the whole place. Kaman, who does this follow? This follows the Rabban. Who holds that a karfif and a chotzer are considered two different rishuyos, and therefore one asks another Rabban. Remember, according to Rab Shimon, it's all like one estate. You know, with Karfif, Chotzer, it's the Rabbanon who argue in Rav Shimon. And they say that the Karfif is a separate domain, and the Chotzer is a separate domain, and even though nobody lives there, they ask on each other, you know, they carry one from another. Okay, so that's what he said. Rabbi Yirmi Medifne Masna Lekula. Rabbi Yirmi Medifne says that even if it's exact, if it's exactly two so, and it's the Mir, we'll call it a Karfif. He says, "Hamiyuta shari." He says, "It's exactly two saw. We're going to allow you to carry in the rest of the place if this is the miut." They don't ask on each other. Why? Because what if this would have been enclosed, this karfif, you'd be able to carry it because it's exactly two saw. And because it's exactly two saw, you're allowed to carry there. Then even though it's open, it doesn't make anything else possible. So it comes along and Avuna Rebbe Shimon says, "Loi Amram." When is that said? Ella beis hasayin. When is that said if that karfif is exactly two saw? Abel Yosef beis hasayin, if that karfif is larger, greater than two saw, then osir. It asses on everybody else as well. Because now it becomes a karmelis. And even Rav Shimon will be meida that it renders an entire eidav invalid, because once it's greater than two saw, it is a karfif that you're not allowed to carry there. When does Shimon allow you to carry from one to the next if each one individually you're allowed to carry? So you're allowed to move about from one to a chotzer to a gag to a karfif. But since the karfif itself you're not allowed to carry because it's greater than two saw and nobody lives there because it's a garden or a lake, as it says in Lerich, then it invalidates the rest of the eidav. And Shimon made it that you cannot carry from the chotzer to the karfif. And since it's all of each other, it all becomes asur. So that is, and this is a very important halacha when it comes to making Edwin around cities. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Is that what's happened with Langcock Park in Brighton?
Sorry?
In Langcock.